Hi, folks. Bob Main here from today's Survival Show, helping you harness the power of choice to live life the way you want to live it and strengthen your resolve. Keeping survival simple, not extreme. Thanks for tuning in. This is really not episode 100 yet. I'm still not quite ready to do that. I'm still putting a few things together. This is just kind of an add-on to episode number 99. And it's about freedom. And so I want to talk a little bit about freedom. And it's kind of a good supplement to the last show that I did when I was talking about Alexander, the 16-year-old survivalist. But I want to use this platform just to officially announce and talk about my freedom raffle. See, I believe that money talks. And it's okay to act. I know I've asked you folks to get involved in the SAC contest and write your legislators and your politicians in your country or in your state where you live and take action. And that's good. Action is good. They need to hear from us. But money talks in this society, and especially these days. And there are certain organizations out there that help preserve our freedoms in America. And also, they also have impact abroad also. Even though I think what I'm about to talk about in this podcast is going to be more appealing to my American listeners, some of you internationally might have an interest in it too. So first of all, let me explain to you why the Freedom Raffle. Why am I doing this? If you look at history and you go back to the founding of this country, and I'm talking about the United States of America, this country would be nowhere if it wasn't for the hearts and the will of people that wanted to be free and fought for it. They fought for it, and they died. But you know what happened? Is while they were fighting, even back in the 1700s when they were fighting for the revolution, they had these things called guns. And their guns and their will to be free and their will to fight gained them their independence. And it put this country on the start to where it is today. Now, that might sound simplistic, right? And I've said many, many times that guns and ammo is not all you need to be a survivalist. It is, I think, a huge preparation. And if you're neglecting that, I think you're a fool. So the reason I've started this Freedom Raffle, and most of the benefits of the Freedom Raffle, most of the beneficiaries, are going to be gun rights organizations. That's just a start. But our Second Amendment is constantly under assault, folks. And you know what, folks? If it wasn't for firearms, we wouldn't be a country. Think about that. And it is about sort of a revolution. And I'm not talking about a violent revolution. Please, don't misquote me and don't get the wrong idea. Don't think that I'm on this podcast and I'm on the internet and I'm telling everybody to rise up and revolt and go get your AK-47s and your AR-15s and start assaulting, you know, your leaders. I'm not talking about that. I'm not some kind of crazy loon trying to promote that kind of militia activity. No way. That's not me. I'm about peaceful revolution. But part of being a free person, Part of having that freedom is being able to defend yourself against criminals, against people that want to do you harm. And sometimes it's also about fighting back when people want to levy oppression on you. And that's what the Founding Fathers had in mind. You know, they wanted to make sure that we had the ability to fight back against a possible tyrannical government, against tyranny. And if you think that possessing arms is no big deal, tell that to the Iraqi insurgents that have fought against our military. They've done some damage. Tell that to the Taliban that continues this day to fight our military in Afghanistan. Tell that to the Somali people at Mogadishu in 1992. What about them? I talked about this a little bit in the podcast yesterday. Well, or whatever that was that I posted in episode 99. I talked a little bit about this. Guns in the hands of people who want to be free can be effective. No, it's not all you need. Okay? If the stink hits the fan in this country, folks, and you think all you need is your bug-out bag and 1,000 rounds of ammo and your AR-15, you're messed up. I mean, that's, you know, you might as well not even listen to this show because I don't have anything really to offer you. However, do you want those rights to be taken away from you? I don't. Do you want the ability to be able to stand up and revolt and fight against somebody that wants to deny you of your rights? I don't want that right taken away from me, and I don't think you do either. So here's how the Freedom Raffle goes. This is where I'm going with this, okay? Right now I've determined that opencarry.org, they have a radio campaign going on. They're fighting for our rights to open carry handguns. I think they're a pretty good organization. The NRA is also an excellent organization out there fighting for our Second Amendment rights. I understand the NRA is controversial at times. I understand that. But you know what? They are one of the biggest lobbying organizations in the country preserving our constitutionally protected rights. And the Second Amendment does say that the right of the people, two key words, the people, to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And that does not just apply to the militia. The militia code of the United States also defines two classes of militia. One class they define is the organized militia, like the National Guard and the Naval Militia. The other class of militia code that's described in the United States code is the people, the unorganized militia. So when everybody starts saying, oh, well, you know, the Second Amendment doesn't apply to individuals, well, BS, tell that to the Supreme Court. In the last year or so, the Supreme Court has just handed down two decisions supporting the fact that individuals do have the right to keep and bear arms. And all you got to do is read the militia code. I'll put a link to it, to the United States code that describes what a militia is, just in case you were wondering. So the NRA fights for those rights, and so does opencarry.org. Now, another beneficiary of the Freedom Raffle is going to be today's survival show. Between this show and my Handgun World show, I want to keep things going. I want to make some improvements. There are definitely some purchases I want to make, some software, some video equipment, some interviewing equipment, things like that, so I can continue to create a good show experience for all of you. There's a cost involved in that. So part of the proceeds will go to help support this show. I also want you to decide where some of the money goes. I started a poll over at the Gun Rights Radio Network. There's a poll over there. I have a thread for my Handgun World show at the Gun Rights Radio Network. If you're wondering how to get there, I will put a link on the forum, and I'll put a link on todayssurvival.com so you can go there and vote in the poll. You're going to get to choose between now and September 1st. You're going to get to choose where a third of the money goes. So here's the way it's going to be. A third, a third, and a third. A third of the money is going to go to opencarry.org or the NRA, whoever you vote for. Majority wins. A third of the money is going to help today's survival show, and another third is going to help the Gun Rights Radio Network. The Gun Rights Radio Network is also a huge supporter of people who believe in the Second Amendment, and they're also a huge supporter of people who believe in survival and preparedness. There's a lot of people on their forum that are survival-minded folks, and they're good people over there, so I want to support them and give back. Raffle tickets are $10. $10 only. Where do you waste $10, folks? Think about all the places you waste $10. Pick this month or next month. Don't waste that $10. And invest it in a chance to win some cool prizes. Now, here's what I'm giving away. So far, there's going to be four winners in this raffle. There might be more by the time I get done. The raffle's going to go until September 1st, 2010. And on the 2nd of September is when I'll draw the winner, and I'll do like I did last time. I'll videotape the drawing, and I'll put it up there on YouTube and on the website for all of you to see how it went down. If you buy a ticket, I'm going to do it the old-fashioned way. I'm going to mail it to you. I got a big roll of a couple thousand red tickets, and I'm going to mail you the tickets. Tickets are $10 a piece. And the four prizes. Grand prize is a Ruger LCP pistol. a Ruger LCP. This is not just your ordinary LCP. This one's engraved. This one has some excellent engraving on the slide. Very well done by Ellett Brothers, and I've seen it. I saw it at my FFL dealer the other day. It is really nice. So if you're looking for a good little concealed carry pocket pistol in .380 caliber, if you've been wanting to get one of those, but you can't afford it, take a chance, pay $10, support some good causes, and you might win it. If you don't win that, I'm giving away two concealed carry holsters. CompTac is one of the best holster makers out there. One of the best. CompTac. And they make fabulous concealed carry holsters. Go to comp-tac.com, CompTac, and there'll be a link in today's show notes for them as well. Go to their website. Check it out. I'm giving away two $100 gift certificates to CompTac. So there'll be two people that will win a holster. $100. Anything that CompTac makes on their website is yours if you are one of the winners for a $10 raffle ticket. And the fourth prize, our good friend Jeff Lytle from knivesandgear.com has also donated a $100 gift certificate to his website. So do you need a new knife? Are you a knifeaholic like me? I'm a knifeaholic. And I'd love to have that $100 gift certificate to Knives and Gear. So that's going to be the fourth winner. $100, spend it at Knives and Gear any way you want, and Jeff will ship it out to you. So far, that's doing pretty good since this raffle's only just a few days old. It's going to go through September 1st. I'm not going to let this go too long. You don't have too much time to think about it. How much thinking do you need to invest $10? For a chance to do that. And even if you don't win, you're supporting some good causes out there to help protect our rights as, primarily here in the United States, as Americans. Now, speaking about the gun for a minute that I'm giving away, for you international listeners, I'm sorry, I can't ship the gun internationally. If the holster is of use to you, well, you know, I can ship the holster out to you internationally. And, definitely the knife. I bet you something on Knives and Gear will be of use to you. So if you are international, I'm going to mark your ticket, and I'm not going to put your ticket in until after I draw for the gun, because I can't have you win in the drawing for the gun, but you can win the holsters, the knife, and anything else that I come up with. Anything else that I come up with that happens to be donated. There are some folks that are still trying to make the decision, but some folks out there in the long-term food storage business are considering donating for the Freedom Raffle as well. And so that leads me to my final point, and then I'm going to wrap up this very, very short episode. But I just want to say, if some of you know somebody that needs some good advertising, and they want to get their business going, and their business caters to the survival community, if they want to sponsor the raffle, even if they want to throw in something inexpensive, that's fine. I'll mention them on every show that I do between now and September 1st. They'll be all over the website, and they'll be all over the forum. So they'll get some good exposure out of it. So that's it. Contact me if you know somebody that wants to get involved. Again, very short show, not really episode number 100. This is just kind of an add-on to episode number 99. So with that, folks, I'm Bob Main, and you're listening to today's Survival Show, where it's my goal to help you harness the power of choice and fight for your freedoms with the Freedom Raffle and strengthen your resolve. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Catch you next time with episode number 100 coming up shortly. Bye-bye.